Most of us have to imagine what it's like to leave our native land, culture, and language behind and start a brand new life. We learn more about it as an increasing number of immigrants and refugees are making their new homes here in St. Louis. Local playwright Lee Patton-Childs has captured the story of three women, refugees from Afghanistan, the Republic of the Congo, and Bosnia. Her original Hitana Productions one-act play, New World, returns to the stage this weekend. Joining me in studio to talk about the story it tells are Cecilia Nadal, the artistic producer for Hitana Productions. Actress Jessica Alvarado plays the part of the Afghan refugee woman. Ladies, thanks so much for being with us. Nice to have you.
Thank you.
Cecilia, I'll start with you. I guess we can say that this is backed by popular demand.
It is, and also need for the community. As you well know, St. Louis has become a point of destination for many immigrants that are coming in. And we know that there are large numbers, but it's also true that many people don't know the stories of the women and the refugees that are coming. And so we felt it was very important to share that with this community as we grow. It's one thing to get immigrants and refugees here. It's quite another to make them feel comfortable. And the only way that comfort can come is with some compassion. So you got to know their stories.
You know, we have to point out that St. Louis is very active now in trying to recruit refugees and immigrants because of the economic role they play in this community. They're entrepreneurs for a very large part and bring a lot to the economy. So that's very important. And Patton, in writing this, do you know, and obviously you can't speak for her, but you know her so very well, the characters that she has here, are these actual women that she has talked to or composites of women?
Well, that's a good question. One is an actual woman, and the other two are composites. And so she worked with Afghan women for almost 2 months with a play that we wrote in 2009, Call My Heart Is Always Shaking, Women Afghan Refugees in St. Louis. So she had a very deep and solid entrenchment with that community. And then when we wanted to expand that and show other immigrants that are coming in, because there is a kind of portrayal of the immigrant that's not always true. They're very diverse.
Sure.
So we spoke to a woman and a family that Hitana knew from the Congo and got that story exclusively from her. And then the story about the Bosnian woman is one that's also a composite, too. I had a very good friend who was Bosnian who went through a great deal. She and one other person became the composite for the personality of the play.
There is no shortage for research on the Bosnian community here in St. Louis.
Not at all.
No question
not
about
at all.
That.
Yes.
Jessica, let me turn to you with regard to your role. You play an Afghani refugee woman.
Yes.
How did you research that role? I mean, is it any more difficult to play someone like this than it would be to play any other character in a play?
Oh, that's a really good question. Yeah, I did a lot of research, YouTube, reading newspaper articles online, just doing anything I can to anything that I found online, I would watch and read and study. But what was interesting about this part was I was searching for a human connection and relating on the purest of human needs, which is love, family, safety, and refuge. So I took all of that, those concepts, and I connected to them. I connected to Marjan through what I felt was, you know, safety and love and family. So it was difficult, but it was a lot easier than I thought.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
How are these women different and how are they the same? I mean, they come from obviously very diverse backgrounds.
Their stories are different. Yeah. What they've gone through is different, but all still very traumatic. And what makes them the same is they just want to live their life and they want to feel safe in their hometown, in their old world is what we call it. And they want to feel protected and they want to protect their families. So that's what makes them the same, and which is what we all want at the end of the day, is to feel safe and protected.
But they're different because they're different backgrounds, obviously, and different experiences and all the rest of it.
And their experiences are different.
Cecilia, how do you see these women?
Well, you know, there's an old saying that says that look at who you are through the person that's across from you. Mm. And of course, you have to know what the person across from you has gone through. Mm. And each of these women went through a different set of trauma. Mm-hmm. They all come from backgrounds of war. Mm. They come from backgrounds of a kind of domination of the female. In the Congo, every minute there is a rape. In Afghanistan, young girls at the age of 12 and 13 are made to marry men that are 60 and 65 in many cases. In Bosnia, during the war, there was a great deal of horror that was there. So when I watch this, I think, as Jessica said, I try to identify with what that experience would have been like for me. But more than that, I think, what can I do when these women come here? So I can make them feel welcome in a special way, understanding mm-hmm. where they've come from. These stories are important because it's only through information that we can have compassion. Mm-hmm. We talk about refugees coming to St. Louis who've been through war, but what is the connector for the compassion, for the welcoming? And really, that these stories are so important because now when we walk through Schnucks, or we go to the Galleria and we see someone in a hijab who may be from Afghanistan or a woman from the Congo, we understand through these stories what kinds of experiences they've had, and that should engender the compassion that we need to show.
You say you speak of the stories. Are they told as individual stories, or do these women interact on stage?
They do interact on stage, but they're primarily told as their own stories. That's the driver. But they're there together so that the parallels mm-hmm. are quite striking.
Jessica, what have you learned in preparing for all of this about refugees and what they face when they come to a new community, and in particular St. Louis?
I've learned that you need to extend your hand, and you need to say hello, and sometimes you need to open the door for them or help them along with their groceries or whatever that they might need. I think we need to build relationships. I think that's the most important thing. You know, it's so funny. Cecilia said, you know, they deal with a lot of trauma, and then they come to this new world and they have to get jobs, their kids have to go to school, and they have to work, and there's so much that they have to deal with in the new world. But that doesn't erase what they've just gone through, you know, seeing their families being murdered or raped. And so here they are trying to start anew, but still having that old world trauma. And so that's the compassion that Cecilia was talking about. And I've learned that we need to be even more compassionate. You know, our problems of not having Wi-Fi or not, you know, it doesn't compare. I mean, you know, it really doesn't compare to what they've gone through. And I think that if we just take a second and just get to know someone different, from a different background and talk to them, you would realize that we have a lot more in common despite our ethnic differences or religious backgrounds.
Is St. Louis portrayed in the play as a welcoming community?
Well, we do touch on the fact of of the refugees coming into America, and the Americans are, it's almost like this, they have to go through process, right? There's a process for the refugees coming into America. They have to go through a process. And so we do speak on the lack of empathy. Mm-hmm. And the Americans just, you know, telling the refugees, okay, you have to get ready. Like, you have to talk, tell us what's going on, tell us what you need. And so there isn't a moment where it's like, you know, what have you gone through? It's like, right, it's like, get off the boat, get right into it. You know, there's no moment to breathe. So we do speak on that a little bit.
Cecilia, is the locale St. Louis? I mean, Jessica's talking about being received in America mm-hmm. for the play, New World. Is St. Louis the site?
Well, actually, the primary emphasis of the play is on the history of the women, what their lives were like before they came to St. Louis.
Okay.
And the way it sets you up is that you understand their experiences so totally and how it affected them psychologically that you understand that when they come to St. Louis, you don't have to have the picture painted, what they've got to go through to be able to survive. So the primary focus is what their lives were like before they came.
Uh-huh. So there's not a lot of emphasis on what the mood of the country seems to be today.
No, no.
Which is not always so welcoming.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's not. But I will tell you this. We've done this play a number of times before in closed settings. And what has been amazing to me is the number of people who have come up after the show to say, what can I do? Mm-hmm. And that includes a diverse sector of people, white Americans, African Americans, other immigrants who've been here for a long time, more favored immigrants. We have seen this happen. And so we felt that it was very important to do it again.
Yeah.
So that we could continue to engender a welcoming community.
Well, that is good to hear that the audience is being as responsive mm-hmm. as it is. That's what I meant, by the way, when I said backed by popular demand, because
yes.
this has played before in St. Louis.
It has. And it's been, the response has been quite action-oriented. And when we saw that, it was pretty clear to us it was important to continue the show.
There's going to be a question and answer period after performances, as I understand it. Jessica, will you, as an actor in the production, be involved in the Q&A?
Yes, all the actresses will be. We'll be there to answer questions from the audience if they are curious about, you know, how we got into the character, how we got into the role, as well as speak on our experiences.
We'll also have professionals who have worked with refugees that come from trauma. Mm. So Christian Bulin, who was with the Center for Survivors, will be there, along with the principal, Donnie Harris, who is over the Nahed Chapman New American Academy.
Which is the venue, which is where
the play
is going to be presented.
That's right.
And explain to our audience why that is an important component here.
Well, I think you know that Hitana has a reputation for being travelers. That's the name Hitana means gypsy.
Sure.
And so we move intentionally into different communities to bring a message about various things. But we felt it was important to go to Nahed Chapman because that's ground zero for all the young kids from elementary to high school. This is the place that they come to when they come to St. Louis. And it's important to get a sense of place. Who's there? Where is it? What does it feel like? What's going on? And we felt that the best way to do justice to the needs of refugees particularly would be to go to this place where they do come, where most people do not visit, and allow them to have a good feel for who they are. And there will be many of those high school students and some immigrants and refugees there.
I guess in a sense, some of them then will be reliving their own experience through the new world.
Or saying to their kids, this is what I've gone through that I couldn't tell you about.
Yeah,
so it's going to be quite interesting.
We just don't understand, do we, what that experience for these people has been like.
We don't.
Yeah.
And the one powerful aspect of the arts is that we do have a chance to bring it to people in a way that will help them to understand.
Yeah. Let me point out before our time does get away from us that there's going to be a preview of New World. Is public obviously invited to that?
It is. It's very open. The St. Louis Art Museum has something called Slam Underground.
Mm-hmm.
And on Friday, between 6 and 8 o'clock, one of our actresses is going to do a 10-minute preview of the show. So people can come, they have a cash bar, there's a lot going on there. It's quite an exciting event.
Jessica, will you be part of that?
I don't think I'm performing that.
No, we have another actress. Jessica's here today and the other actress is there.
Okay,
on Friday.
Splitting up the duties here,
yeah.
I see. Well, the rest of the information that we have to disseminate here is being performed at the Nahed Chapman New American Academy, as Cecilia Nadal has indicated. That's on 1600 block of South Grand Boulevard.
Yes, it is the old Gallaudet building, 1616 South Grand.
Okay, and that's going to be happening Saturday at 7 o'clock. And Sunday at 3 p.m.
That's correct.
What's your biggest challenge going into this, Jessica?
Is making sure that all of the images and everything that I say is connected truthfully as an actor. This is an acting perspective. And so my biggest challenge is to just make sure that I am telling the truth and that I'm being truthful and that I'm relaying this very important message to the audience in living that truth.
Are you up to that challenge?
Of course. That's what I do.
Cecilia, is she?
She's up to it, trust me.
I want to thank you both, Jessica
Alvarado,
for being with us. Cecilia
Nadal,
great to see you. Break a leg, as they say, over the course of the weekend.
Thank you.
Not literally, of course, but have a great performance. It sounds like it's going to be great. Thank you very much. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.